morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. Earlier this week, you heard an interview with Andy O'Brien, the communications director for Maine AFL-CIO, talking about the Trump administration's cancellation of collective bargaining agreements and how that's impacting workers at Togus VA here in Maine. Andy O'Brien is also a journalist and a former state legislator. He has researched Maine history, especially labor history. So anytime I get a chance to talk with him, I usually have at least one or two other questions that I want to follow up on. And he entertained a couple of questions when we were speaking earlier. So here's a continuation of that conversation with an announcement at the end about an upcoming book fair happening in Belfast. What is involved in a general strike, and what would it take to get to the point where there might be one in the U.S.?
Well, I mean, I think a general strike, if you look at it historically, it's when a large portion of the workers in a place decide to walk off the job with a list of demands. And we've seen that in other countries as far as bringing, authoritarian governments to heel. I think it would take a lot. I mean, we have, in this country, at one point in time, we had one in three workers were members of unions. And now I think private sector, it's like 6%. Public sector is a little higher. But the forces of anti-labor corporations and lobbying groups and Republican politicians and judges have really done a number on the ranks of organized labor. And so it would take a struggle of not just organized workers, but also unorganized workers to get together and do that. And if you look back in history, typically general strikes in the U.S. have been confined to certain cities. In 1946, there was a general strike in Portland when public employees walk off the job because the city manager was terrible, anti-labor guy, and building trades workers and other workers walked off the job in solidarity. Now, the Taft-Hartley Act of 1947 outlaws sympathy strikes. And so there's a number of things that were passed by a reactionary conservative government that that puts limits on some of that stuff. I mean, if people were pushed to the brink, I think it could very well happen. But it takes a lot of organizing and preparing for something like that to happen. And it wouldn't just be unions. It would be the entire, a huge portion of the population would have to follow. Traditionally, general strikes have also worked when you've got a large number of workers in one place. The strike for the 10-hour workday in Bath in the 1840s, everybody worked in the shipyards. Or if they didn't, their customers were, or people they worked for worked in the shipyards. And so it was much easier to bring the town together. We live in kind of an atomized society where not everybody works in the place that they live. And they don't have the kind of community connections that they might have once had in a specific town. And a lot of companies have actually hired people outside of towns to prevent that kind of organizing from happening. That's not to say it can't happen. And certainly we are very connected in other ways, particularly online. So, it's an interesting idea. Yeah, so the first Black Cat Book Fair will be happening in Belfast on August 23rd and 24th. This is an anarchist book fair with publishers, distros, vendors, authors, workshops, Saturday from 11 to 6, and on Sunday they're doing skill sharing and things like that. So check it out. It's at the First Church in Belfast at 8 Court Street in Belfast, and you can also reach them at Black Cat Book Fair at riseup.net. I'll be on a panel talking about Maine labor and radical history.
That was Andy O'Brien, and the email address again for more information about the book fair is blackcatbookfair@riseup.net. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.